rising tensions came to a head. Anti and pro-ICE protesters clashed as police roamed the streets of Minneapolis, a city emblematic of a national divide.
I don't know what happened next, but I'm scared because I think Donald Trump wants to use Minneapolis as a key or a hotspot to launch his coup. He's trying to create fascism. He's trying to end the republic. He's trying to create violence so that he can send in the troops.
The clashes were sparked by the presence of one far-right influencer. Jake Lang, a January 6th rioter pardoned by President Donald Trump, had organized what was described as an anti-Islam, anti-Somali, and pro-ICE demonstration, where beforehand he threatened to burn a Quran. Lang's rally drew a small crowd, drowned out by hundreds of counter-protesters.
I have Somali and Afghan friends who are being abducted by ICE, and I'm here just to say that we won't stand for bigotry in our city, and we want our Muslim neighbors to know that they're loved and that they're welcome here.
In recent weeks, 3,000 federal immigration agents were deployed in and around Minneapolis. The latest clashes over ICE presence came 10 days after Renee Good was killed by an agent.